Hello and welcome back to Feeling Sick at School, Part 2. I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
So last time, Lucas and Lucy were in gym class running around a track when Lucy started to feel dizzy. Her head was spinning. So Lucas decided that she should take a rest, and he was so kind that he offered to walk with her to the school nurse's office.
That's right, because they wanted to have an expert's opinion. And I believe a nurse or a doctor would be an expert when it comes to health.
So we hope that Lucy's going to be all right, and we're going to learn some interesting vocabulary and useful phrases along the way. So prepare yourself for part two of the dialogue, and let's start now.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Feeling sick at school.
Lucy and Lucas are on their way to the nurse's office when Lucy suddenly stops.
Can we take a break? I'm feeling nauseous.
Are you okay? Let's rest for a moment in the shade.
Lucy and Lucas sit down under a tree.
When did your stomach start to feel uncomfortable?
Just a few minutes ago. Plus, I still feel a bit lightheaded.
If you're too sick to move, wait here. I'll get some water for you.
Okay, thank you.
Lucas comes back with a glass of water. Lucy drinks it and feels refreshed.
Wow, that really hit the spot. I'm starting to feel better. I must have been dehydrated.
Yeah, you should always drink plenty of water, especially before exercising. Now, are you ready to go see the nurse?
Actually, I think I'm okay. I feel much better and can rejoin the class later.
Just make sure you take it easy. If you feel sick again, I can still go with you to see the nurse.
Lucy and Lucas rejoin the class later.
Okay, so in the beginning of part two, we have a description of the scene, and it says Lucy and Lucas are on their way to the nurse's office when Lucy suddenly stops. Now, suddenly is an adverb, so that means that it always connects with a verb, and it means that the verb or the action happens very quickly, and it might be surprising. So we could say that lightning suddenly strikes and the cat jumps in the air or something
right.
like that.
Or you could say, while having dinner, the dog suddenly started barking. And that does often happen. Dogs do suddenly, which just surprisingly just start barking for no reason. We spell suddenly S-U-D-D-E-N-L-Y, suddenly. All right, back to the article. Lucy says, can we take a break? I'm feeling nauseous. All right, if someone's feeling nauseous, it means they're feeling very sick and most likely about to throw up.
Yes, we had the word dizzy in part one
right.
of the article, and that's when your head feels strange and it's spinning. I think nauseous is kind of when your stomach or your whole body kind of feels weird. It's spinning. You don't feel strong at all. You definitely don't want to exercise. And sometimes you can feel so nauseous that it's difficult to even keep your eyes open or walk down the hallway. as these two are doing at the moment.
Yeah, whenever I feel nauseous, I feel a sense of like a chill or like a cold movement through my whole body. And I'm like, I am not feeling good at this moment.
Yes, it's an awful feeling and it's a sure sign that something is wrong. You might be very sick. So Lucas says, are you okay? Let's rest for a moment in the shade. Okay, so they're probably still outside because the shade is the area where light, especially sunlight, does not reach. Okay, so when sunlight falls from the sky and it hits a tree, under the tree there is a shadow, and we call that cooler, darker area the shade.
That's right. If you go to a park like Da'an Park or any of the other parks throughout Taiwan, you'll see shade because there are many trees in the parks. A lot of people like to sit in the shade when they go on a picnic or spend any time in the park.
So Lucy and Lucas sit down under a tree, right there in the nice spot in the shade. If you're feeling really sick, you probably don't want to be in the hot, blazing sun. You should be somewhere more comfortable.
Yeah,
so they found that spot.
It's a good thing that we know the word shade now, because if we thought they were inside looking for shade and then they sit under a tree, it would seem a little strange, especially at a school. I don't know too many schools with trees inside them. Do you?
I have never seen a tree inside a school. Not a big tree, anyway. Well, so getting back to Lucy and Lucas. Lucas says, when did your stomach start to feel uncomfortable? So he wants to know at what time she started to feel bad.
Right. He wants to know when she started feeling nauseous. And she says, just a few minutes ago. Plus, I still feel a bit lightheaded. Okay, lightheaded. This is a good word to use when you do not feel comfortable in your head. Lightheaded means that you're maybe dizzy, or you're very sensitive to light or sound sometimes. It usually means that you might be about to pass out. And pass out would be when you suddenly lose consciousness or like you go to sleep suddenly.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, if you stand up too quickly, you can feel dizzy or lightheaded. All right, so Lucas is very concerned and he says, if you're too sick to move, wait here. I'll get some water for you.
And she says, okay, thank you, which is usually what you would say if someone's willing to help, is thank you.
So Lucas goes off and gets her a glass of water, which is a very typical remedy or cure or way to feel better quickly. I don't usually get headaches, but when I do, I always grab a glass of water the first thing. Sometimes that's enough to cure my headache, which would mean fix the problem. Some people take medicine, but sometimes just a glass of water is enough.
I think water is also helpful if you're feeling tired. If you're feeling a little drowsy or you're kind of sleepy, drinking a cup of water, kind of maybe a cool glass of water quickly, can actually make you feel awake.
Well, let's hope this tall drink of water can help Lucy feel better. And the article says Lucy drinks it and feels refreshed. Okay, this is good news because refreshed means lifted up and made to feel better than before. Okay, we could say, I feel so fresh means you feel good and new. And if you're refreshed, it means you were kind of feeling bad, but you got a new burst of energy, a new burst of good feeling. You feel pretty good now compared to just a few minutes ago. Okay, so we could say, after exercising for a couple hours, I felt really refreshed after a nice cool shower.
Ah, or you could say, I always feel refreshed after taking a nap. Now, the interesting thing about refreshed, spelled R-E-F-R-E-S-H-E-D, is that it the word refresh can be used as a verb when talking about the internet. Like if you have a web page open and maybe it's kind of slow, or maybe it's a news website and there will be new information put on there, you might refresh the page, which means change it and make it new again, so the new information is available.
That's right. The refresh button on most web browsers like Internet Explorer or Firefox or Google Chrome, it's usually a button with an arrow in the shape of a circle, kind of like a recycling symbol, but it'll usually have one arrow or two, whereas recycling symbols usually have three arrows.
Yes, you were talking about at the top of the browser.
Yeah, you click it to update the page just in case there's any new information. So Lucy says, wow, that really hit the spot. Okay, so she's showing her appreciation and how great it was to drink that water. Now, hit the spot means something did just what it was supposed to do, and it did a great job. Plus, it's our shortcut for you. So let's go take a closer look at this useful phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I'm Michelle with Taiwan Food Channel, and we're here at a very popular noodles shop. Excuse me, can we interview you about the food here?
Sure, no problem.
What food did you order today?
I had the spicy ramen with egg.
Wow, sounds delicious. What did you think of it?
I was very hungry when I got here, so it really hit the spot.
Who do you want to hit? You shouldn't be so violent, you know.
If something hits the spot, it makes you feel satisfied.
Gotcha! Hit the spot is 正中下怀.
Right. I was so hungry that when I finally had the ramen, it was just what I needed.
I bet all of the food in this restaurant will hit the spot for anyone who eats here.
Well, I think that shortcut for you really hit the spot.
It sure did, Chris.
All right, let's continue on. After Lucy says, wow, that really hit the spot, meaning after drinking the water, she says, I'm starting to feel better. I must have been dehydrated. Now, dehydrated means literally without water, because hydrate means water. Hydrated, if you're hydrated, it means you have enough water. If you're dehydrated, it means you don't have water. For example, if you have a plant outside, you want to make sure it has water. If your plant's leaves, which are normally green, start to turn brown, the plant is dehydrated. And you can usually tell by the quality of the soil. It looks like a lighter color brown, and it's usually hard.
Right, because it's dry. And your body can become more dry than it should be, and that means you're dehydrated. Water, of course, is very important to having good health, and it's easy to become dehydrated, especially when you exercise. And dehydration, which is the condition, this is the noun form, it's actually quite serious because you can get lightheaded, you can get a headache, you can feel nauseous. But then if you become even more dehydrated, it could become quite deadly. It's a dangerous condition. So you always want to drink plenty of water, perhaps 8 cups a day, I've heard.
I've heard that as well. I've also heard from the opinion of experts, like doctors, that if you feel as if you're thirsty, then you're already starting to feel dehydrated. Like, feeling that your mouth is dry or wanting water or something to drink usually is a sign that you're dehydrated. So make sure, if you're starting to feel dried out, that you drink something.
Yeah, and even better could be just make a habit. Drink a glass of water every few hours to be sure that you never become dehydrated. All right, so Lucas seems to agree with us. He knows the dangers of dehydration because he says, yeah, you should always drink plenty of water. especially before exercising. Okay, he uses the word especially, and this is how we put emphasis on one thing or one case out of many things or many cases. So, of course, you should drink water frequently, very often, but especially before exercising. It means it's more important before exercising. Just to give you another example, I like to eat all kinds of fruits and vegetables, but I especially like apples and bananas. Okay, so I'm saying I like those more than the other ones.
Ah, very good. He then asks, "Now, are you ready to go see the nurse?" To which Lucy replies, "Actually, I think I'm okay. I feel much better and can rejoin the class later." Now, rejoin means to, well, it's to join again. So if you have to, let's say you're in class and you need to leave to use the bathroom or whatever, or maybe go see another student or teacher, and you come back to the classroom, you are rejoining the class.
And Lucas says, just make sure you take it easy. If you feel sick again, I can still go with you to see the nurse. So he tells her to take it easy. And this phrase means relax, don't work too hard. Okay, so take it easy, work hard. These are opposites. Okay, so you should always take it easy if you start to feel too tired. Okay, now something where you need to be very careful is, I think if you've ever made a cup or a bowl on a spinning wheel, you need to take it easy, because if you try to do too much, you can really mess up the pot and clay will fly all over the room.
That's right.
I remember when I was young and I was learning to play baseball, swing a baseball bat, I would try to hit a home run every time, and guess what I did?
You struck out every time.
I struck out every time. So my coach said, just take it easy, swing more slowly, make sure you hit the ball, and guess what? I started hitting singles, doubles. I never hit that home run, but I became a much better player when I learned to take it easy.
Okay, well, Lucy and Lucas rejoined the class later. So we see that verb again, rejoin. Spelled R-E-J-O-I-N. And that's all for today's article, but we still have our For You Chat question, so stay tuned.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. Here is our For You Chat question. Jeffrey, when was the last time you visited the doctor? And what illness did you have?
All right. Well, thinking back, it's been a while. I think over a year. I feel pretty lucky about that. But I had a strep throat. And if you know what this is, you know it's pretty bad. Your throat, which is the area deep in your mouth at the sort of the top of your neck inside, it hurt very bad, and it was swollen, which means it gets big, and it was painful. But I got some good medicine, and it took care of it in about a week.
Well, that's awesome. So how about you out there listening to us? When was the last time you visited the doctor? It's February now, so you might have done it very recently because it's still winter. But when was the last time you visited the doctor, and what illness did you have?
But hopefully you won't be seeing the doctor if you're too sick, because we want you to be well out there, and we want you to keep talking about this, review these words and phrases. But that's all the time that we have to spend with you, so thank you for joining us. Until next time, I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher, and we're here for English for You.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling sick at school.
Lucy and Lucas are on their way to the nurse's office when Lucy suddenly stops.
Can we take a break? I'm feeling nauseous.
Are you okay? Let's rest for a moment in the shade.
Lucy and Lucas sit down under a tree.
When did your stomach start to feel uncomfortable?
Just a few minutes ago. Plus, I still feel a bit lightheaded.
If you're too sick to move, wait here. I'll get some water for you.
Okay, thank you.
Lucas comes back with a glass of water. Lucy drinks it and feels refreshed.
Wow, that really hit the spot. I'm starting to feel better. I must have been dehydrated.
Yeah, you should always drink plenty of water, especially before exercising. Now, are you ready to go see the nurse?
Actually, I think I'm okay. I feel much better and can rejoin the class later.
Just make sure you take it easy. If you feel sick again, I can still go with you to see the nurse.
Lucy and Lucas rejoin the class later.
Vocabulary review.
Suddenly. While we were out, the sky suddenly got dark and soon it began to rain. Shade. It's nice to sit in the shade of a tree on a hot summer day. Refreshed. The dog felt refreshed when it drank some water after running in the backyard. Especially. He's especially proud of his newest painting because he spent the most effort on this piece. Rejoin. The student rejoined the class after stepping out for a short water break. Take it easy. You should take it easy and not worry so much about everything.